Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Tim.
Kia ora.
How are you
doing?
Oh, we're good. We are good in the studio this morning. Zoe's got her carrot.
I've got my carrot. I've got my mandarin.
With you on the broccoli thing. Although, can I say in defense of everyone who isn't that hot on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's because of how it was prepared.
True.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Just
everyone like
just
totally
used to boil the shit out of it.
Just a light steam or a little in a pan. That's all you need.
Fry it, get some sauces going.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, folks. Nature's done the work. Just a tiny light steam, a tiny light fry, a tiny light bake. That's all you need. Just
really
a little heat.
Consider the broccoli when you eat it.
Someone says Burger and Ponsonby has a mean-ass broccoli burger.
Yeah. Oh, not broccoli burger. It's a side.
Oh.
And it is divine.
Okay. It's hot tips on the broccoli
Is it
front
like
here.
When people make popcorn chicken out of cauliflower? Is it that kind of vibe? Or?
Ooh, yum.
Oh, in the sense that it's a delicious vegetable snack.
What's happening in the world of media, Tim? What's
really
going on?
I appreciate Zoe meeting me halfway on there. Well, first of all, can I give you guys a little scoop on something?
Oh my God, yes.
We love to scoop.
I'm not supposed to talk about this yet because the press release hasn't come out. However, myself and Anthony Metcalf have teamed up. He's a legend of the New Zealand music scene and does like all the touring stuff for the Betts, and I'm sure he's been on your show more than once. People may know who he is, but he and I have teamed up to do a big event called One Off Fest at the end of this month.
Oh my God!
At Q Theatre, which is a combination comedy and music show, and maybe next week I should talk more about the acts and who's on and stuff.
Sick.
But
yes, please.
I think that's getting announced later today, maybe tomorrow. But please keep your ears peeled because it's going to be a lot of fun, and it is basically us sticking the middle finger to COVID and going, hey, let's have some good times again.
Yay. Oh, that sounds awesome. I wish I had an air horn sting, so you can just imagine that is playing right now because we're very excited. I mean, that sounds cool as, Tim.
Roger, you've been running the Brekkie Show for a while. Like, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but you should have an air horn by now.
It's one of those things that I think, you know, you can overuse an air horn, and if I had it in front of me, I would. So
that's so true.
So it's actually for my own, you know, my own sanity that I'm not doing that.
Fair enough.
Well, that sounds exciting. What's going on and elsewhere? What's helping?
On to the media. All right. So it has been revealed who is funding Sean Plunkett's online talkback thingy, The Platform.
Ooh.
So for those who maybe have missed some media bets, there's a guy called Sean Plunkett who is almost a caricature of like a free speech talkback guy.
Yep.
He's had quite an illustrious broadcasting career. He worked at Radio New Zealand for a long time. He was on Magic Talk. The only time I've ever filed an official like broadcasting complaint was against him, and it got upheld, which is, it's really hard to get a broadcasting complaint upheld in this country. So, you know, great guy all around. He decided that he would round up a bunch of other people who were like fired, not fired from their previous radio jobs. So people like Martin Devlin, Michael Laws. Annie O'Brien is the digital editor of this new outfit that he's making. Annie O'Brien is, I would describe as a TERF. Anywho's, Sean Plunkett mysteriously got $3 million to set up this thing called The Platform, which is going to be, he keeps describing it as the resistance, and all their merch says the resistance.
Oh,
I'm not sure what it's in resistance to exactly, but it's like very much an import of that American culture of like, you know, your free speech is being threatened, we need to defend it, and we can only do that by hiring 50-year-old white men to talk at you 24/7 on different social media platforms. So it turns out the funder has been revealed to be the Wright family, who were based in Tauranga and got rich from early childhood, I think, businesses. They've got a company called Best Start Educare, and they've got birthing centres as well. So they got very rich doing that. And there was a phenomenal quote that was on, I want to make sure I credit them, on Business Desk. Daniel Dunkley was reporting on this, and Wayne Wright Jr., who is one of the main guys in the family controlling the money, quote from him: "My mother is an advocate for free speech, and that's why she's taken a particular interest in The Platform." So it seems like the Wright family in Tauranga are 75% shareholders in this outfit, and Sean Plunkett will be the remaining 25%. And yeah, the platform is this kind of anamorphous app / social media channels / website that will be doing talkback and trying to avoid the BSA because they think that it doesn't apply to them because they're not on an FM frequency. And maybe they're right.
Time will tell on that one. That will be very interesting to follow. That's a good bit of uncovering that's been done
good,
there.
What? Good to know where the money comes from.
It is always good to know.
I've just got one other thing I want to talk about, but it's pretty juicy. So
okay, go on then. What have you got?
Rachel, if we're running into overtime, you cut the mic and just bang into some tunes, okay? Because this has got a few dimensions. I've written a massive notes last night. My computer shat the bed this morning, so I haven't reread this. So here we go.
Okay.
It has been brought to my attention via some tweets earlier this week from Kate Pryor and then a full article by The Spin-Off that the current CEO of the New Zealand Film Commission is getting a project funded by New Zealand On Air while he's the CEO of the New Zealand Film Commission. This is like very, very, very strange, and people are very furious about it. So David Strong is his name. He's the CEO of the Film Commission. And curiously, he doesn't have a ton of film experience, but he did used to be in the army. So this all began when he wrote a film script in 2008. It got kicked around a bunch of places. That's what happens with scripts. He sort of took it to a bunch of different production houses and developers to try and get some funding, get it across the line. That happened for many, many years, didn't really go anywhere. And then at the start of last year, TVNZ and Great Southern, which is a massive production company that made a lot of New Zealand TV, they liked the pitch and agreed to be attached when it went for funding. They also decided that it should be a TV series rather than a film, so the script turned into a TV series. So that was at the start of last year, and then midway through last year, David Strong applied and surprisingly was made CEO of the Film Commission in July. So the project is turned into a TV show, so the Film Commission wouldn't be funding it directly. It would be New Zealand On Air. This would still be kind of unprecedented and an incredibly bad look, but it's even slightly worse than that because the funding that David Strong's project got access to was from a fund called the Premium Production Fund, which is jointly administered by the New Zealand Film Commission. This fund, which was kind of birthed out of a need through COVID downturn, had 31 applicants seeking $125 million in funding. A lot of people got turned down. The Film Commission CEO's project was greenlit.
That's very interesting.
It's very odd. And just to give people an idea of how this usually works, like, you're supposed to divest all of your interests when you're in a role like this from the industry that you were, very instrumental in. Like, the CEO of the Film Commission is an incredibly important individual. They have a lot of power to make decisions. Historically, leaders have come from the production community, and Dave Gibson's a guy who was the Film Commission chief quite recently, and he had to sell all of his interest in his production companies when he took over in 2014 from the Gibson Group, just so that there was not even a perception of conflict of interest. And this seems to have gone completely the other way.
Wow.
So there's a org called SPARTA, which is a very, very powerful film and TV guild made up of current and former media producers, and they are pissed. They wrote a 4-page letter to the commission, and they've now lawyered up. So have the Film Commission. David Strong, the CEO, is on his fourth week of quote-unquote special leave, which is a term I haven't actually heard before.
Wow.
And there's been an announcement of an independent review taking place after SPARTA came out publicly and with their lawyer started asking these, I think, pretty reasonable questions. Kerry Prendergast is the chair of the New Zealand Film Commission. She used to be the mayor of Wellington, some people might remember.
Thought that name sounded familiar.
Yeah. And as the spin-off points out, like, Duncan Grieve has written a pretty good piece on this. And, he's sort of, if you read between the lines there, the picture that he's painting is that in some ways, because this project has been kicking around for so long, David Strong is I mean, he's the CEO, so, you know, he absolutely has to take some responsibility for this. But it really does feel like, as well as that, he's really been let down by the board and
right.
the chair
yeah.
To put him and his project in this position. Mm. Kerry Prendergast got asked about this earlier by Sparta, and she wrote an incredibly brief, breezy letter that was under 250 words long, just saying, there's no problem, we're managing the conflict, don't worry about it. And that sort of triggered Sparta getting pissed and escalating this to a legal dimension.
Heck. There's a lot to unpack there, Tim. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's just like, it's such a bad look. And it cracks me up because there's so many people who, like, I sit on a board. I'm on the board for the New Zealand Comedy Trust. And I recuse myself from so many conversations. And we're all so careful that there's no, like, even perceived conflict of interest, let alone a real one.
Yeah.
And this is just such a, the amount of money hasn't actually been made public, but it will be a crazy amount of money for this. That was part of the reason it hasn't been funded up until this point, because the idea that he came up with is so expensive to make.
Far out.
There's all sorts of things about the decision makers in the film commission, you know, not wanting to turn down projects by Great Southern because that's the production company that their boss is making something with.
Oh,
like, it's just a shit show. It's not good.
This sounds like a big old can of worms of
it is.
Media worms.
Indeed. I just want to highlight a point that Kate Pryor made because it's so important. Kate's a great follow on Twitter, by the way, if you're interested in this kind of stuff. Part of the reason why people are so pissed is it is so incredibly hard to make a film in this country, like
this
a full
true.
Budgeted feature film.
Yep.
And the Film Commission is really the only way to do it. And to have one of those very limited slots for funding a proper big budget production, be it TV or film, taken up by someone in this role, it just stings for all the people who are like really battling out there.
Fair enough. Tim, thank you very much for helping us wade through the mess that is the media at the moment. We've had one last reckon on broccoli. Someone says, if you've still got an issue with broccoli, stems are tastier than the tops. So, you know, maybe you've been eating broccoli all wrong. So
That is a hot take.
That is a hot take. I actually would agree with that take as well.
I do like the stem.
You know, it's sweeter.
Can I ask I'll listen to the rest of the show, the BFM electorate.
Thanks,
does
Tim.
Anyone know if the stems are like healthy or not? Are they a good bit to eat nutritionally?
Let's find out. Listeners, you do your thing. Is the stem the healthy bit of the broccoli? Thank you, Tim, asking the hard questions on the B as always. We'll see you next week.
Ka kite.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.